Hello, wonderful Third Culture kids. Thank you for joining me today as we walk together for a while. Today I'm really mindful of the spring equinox that we're going through here in the UK, as in another, I suppose, half of the world. But wherever you are, there'll be some sense of seasonal shifting this time of year. And one of the reasons I get so excited, I think, about seasonal shifts is partly because I didn't really grow up with these kinds of seasons. There's still a sense of novelty to me around, I suppose, English environmental change. Maybe it's the child part of me that is just constantly in awe of the miracle of green on what were bare branches. But I think it's an opportunity as well for me as a third culture kid to engage constructively with change, even as I stay in place. And what I mean by that is, I suppose I'm referring to what a lot of us experience as needing regular changes or a sense of novelty or a sense of a new project, something that shifts. And for a lot of us, we get this via travel. We continue to move in our adult lives. But for those of us who have chosen or who are actively day by day choosing to stay, that need for novelty and change doesn't tend to disappear, but we do need to get creative about how that shows up for us. And springtime, as I'm in now, is an opportunity. I don't think it's coincidence. You know, we talk about spring cleaning, we talk about growth. I planted some seeds yesterday, very, very satisfyingly, amongst the sweet peas that I planted. I love sweet peas. I tend to try and grow them up around a small trellis and take them as cuttings for the garden. Sorry, I don't know if you can hear my cat in the background. But I actually harvested seeds from the plants last year, and I'm experimenting to see whether or not they take. But there's something very appropriate and horribly metaphorical that I really enjoy about that process. The fact that it's going to be 2 weeks before I can even hope to see anything shoot up, and the slight anxiety about, am I overwatering or underwatering? What does it mean by keep moist? They've got too much sun on them already. They're overheated. They're going to die. They're not ever going to produce. All of that. You put them in the ground and you wait. Or in my case, into dishes on the windowsill to keep them indoors for a bit. And it makes me curious, for those of you in spring, what are you guys doing to engage in the seasonal shiftings? What of the changes in your environment are feeling nourishing to you? We're getting a bit more heat, a bit more sunlight. But I'm also thinking of those of you entering autumn as well. There's a shift there for you as well. And perhaps you're in a kind of inverse, a kind of slowing down. But either way, these kinds of shifts bring such an opportunity for our multifaceted identities. Something that I found myself gravitating towards this week, horribly mundane, but I really enjoy, and that's a good clear out of my wardrobe. And I think one of the things that I particularly enjoy about this is, yes, sense of order, do love that, checking what fits, what doesn't, getting rid of things that I really don't need to be looking at every day if I'm not wearing them. It's the sense of shedding of identities that simply no longer fit. And noticing where maybe there are gaps in that wardrobe. Maybe I don't have enough of a particular kind of clothing. If I want to go running, why do I not have running gear? If I want to do more walking, where are the clothes that reflect that? If I want to go out to the theatre or go to smart events, do I have the clothes that make me feel comfortable in those environments? There's an opportunity to do a kind of identity audit, even within our own wardrobes. We do this with our decor, we can do this in our gardens. It's just an opportunity to take stock, to check in and to really notice that our identities are fluid. We can ebb and we can flow and we can grow. And we can determine the direction of that growth as well, in a really conscious way. I was thinking about my hair, another very mundane thing. In the last few months, I had it cut quite short, and I was sort of toying with, oh, do I want to grow it longer again? And then I remembered one of the reasons that I really enjoy it short is that it just doesn't take time to deal with. It frees up my time to do other things that I enjoy more around identity. And what a gift a haircut has been to my sense of self. And I'm bringing these mundane things I'm noticing how vulnerable it feels actually to even share them, because they're so parochial, they're so everyday. But that's the point. Our identity really is acted out on an everyday level. And for those of us who grew up with a lot of movement, a lot of mobility, and a lot of big change, it can be one of the frightening things about settling, is that that bigness can feel like it's gone. That there are parts of us that just are no longer as accessible. And I think this is why tapping into things like seasonal shiftings around us and impulses to clear out and shed things that no longer move our story along in the direction we want is a really, really important facilitatory tool to settling. We're only going to be able to do it if we feel still in touch with all of the who that we are. Now I feel like I'm being a little bit dramatic, but I stand by it. I don't think it's possible to overstate how important all of your identities are. And they need space. They need space to show up. Oh, apologies, that's my email notification. I do tend to just leave it on and then it just makes noises in the background. But you know what? Let's use that. That noise in the background is a part of my identity. Why do I leave my email app open all the time? Because I'm working. Because I feel good being in constant communication with you. Because email is how we stay in touch. And communication from my little home office is absolutely vital to me feeling grounded and engaged in the world around me. And maybe I don't actually hate the fact that it intrudes occasionally with a little noise. Same with the cat. When I first started podcasting, I used to make sure the cat was out of the room. But this is part of the background to my life that I'm sharing in these little episodes. Back to Easter. The springtime, Ostara, spring equinox, or autumn, frankly, whatever it is that you're going to call this time, whatever makes sense to you. It is a time of shifting. What do you want things to shift around in your life? Where are you feeling the need to stir things up a little? Where are you feeling stagnation? It can be really scary to acknowledge those areas because we tend to feel the need to sort them out immediately. I know I do. I can be incredibly impatient and urgent with myself, a kind of sort it out quick, quick, quick. And I think a lot of that is because when we enter transitions growing up, you could lose an awful lot of settling in time, a lot of fitting in time, a lot of adaptation time by prolonging the transition. So we tend to do things quite quickly, or at least want to. But if we just took a pause, without the urgency of the immediate fix, where do you feel in your own lives that there are identities that need to see more light, that need more expression? Are there identities that have played front of house for a long time that maybe just aren't sitting as easily in that position? Parts of you that just haven't taken up as much time in the week as you'd like them to. And these could be anything, right? These could be ethnic identities, racial identities, linguistic identities, national identities. But they could also be societal ones. The role you play in your family or with your friends, the hobbies you hold, the kind of community member that you are. Even pet owner is an identity. Where is feeling a bit stuck? Because with a bit of intentionality, it's possible to unstick these areas without necessarily needing to move country. I mean, that might be one of your options. But there might be smaller changes. I tend to refer to these as editing rather than rewrites. Growing up the way we did, we experienced more rewrites than edits. When you move to a new country, you're kind of starting over at ground zero in terms of introducing yourself as a person with no shared history with the people around you. So it's a start again. It's a start over with very little to go on, to move on from or to adjust. It's one of the reasons so many people I work with are working with a sense of incoherency in them, in their own sense of self, because all of these individual chapters just don't seem to line up. But there is going to be these, there are going to be these threads of you that pull throughout, and where we can edit and adjust, we don't have to completely lose that part. It's a nuance. And now the cat's going to leave the room and make a horrible clattering sound through the cat flap. But we can give ourselves more of this sense of coherence where we edit instead of rewrite. Like with my sweet peas, I'm trying the seeds from last year and I'm trying new because I want that safety blanket. I want sweet peas no matter what. But I'm practicing editing how I source those seeds, editing how I grow them. As I reorganize my wardrobe, I'm taking stock of the changing shape of my life, the changing shape of my body, changing shape of the things I enjoy doing. I'm not a completely different human, but a little attention can offer those edits that are just life enhancing, that give a little hit of change. I suppose it's the difference between... Actually, I'm going to start that sentence again because it's taking me back again to the whole spring equinox piece. It's renewal. When I watch buds forming on the trees, I'm not watching a whole new tree. I'm watching a tree show up again. And next spring it'll do it again. And there's a solidity in that change. It's the same tree. Different buds. Same tree. And maybe that's the thought I'll leave with today. All through your story, it's the same you, but with many different expressions that have shown up. And they're all precious. And they've all taken up different spaces over time. And it can just be worth taking a moment to see which ones are working for you really well right now and where you might want to nurture or attend to others. Because you're worth that energy. You really are. Thank you for listening. Take care of you. Bye.